Veterans' use of long-term care programs has been increasing, and VA is projecting it will continue to increase through 2037.
Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. I'm Matt Oldham. The number of veterans using long-term care services through Veterans Affairs is growing. And as more veterans continue to be eligible for long-term care, costs will grow as well. Sharon Silas, a healthcare director with GAO, is joining me to talk about a report on the challenges the VA faces meeting this increasing demand. Thanks for joining me, Sharon.
Thanks for having me.
So, how does the VA provide long-term care?
Well, the VA provides long-term care through two programs. One is an institutional program, which consists of primarily traditional residential facilities like nursing homes, and then non-institutional care, which are long-term care programs where veterans can get assistance with daily living activities such as eating or dressing, and they can get that care in their home or in their communities. All veterans that are enrolled in the VA healthcare system are eligible for VA's basic medical benefits, and that would include long-term care. But the placement in a particular long-term care program really depends on a number of factors. It depends on the veteran's clinical needs, their disability rating, personal preferences, and then, of course, program availability, which would really be dependent on the VA's medical center that the veteran is attending.
And so what do projections say about the future for this long-term care the VA provides?
Well, what we found in our review was that veterans' use of long-term care programs has been increasing, and VA is projecting it will continue to increase through 2037. As of 2018, there were about 500,000 veterans using long-term care programs. That was an increase of 14% since 2014. And most of this growth was in the non-institutional programs, so the long-term care where veterans can receive care in their homes or in their community. And much of that was driven by post-9/11 veterans. VA is also projecting utilization and expenditures to continue to increase for most of their long-term care programs. And they're estimating the expenditures to top out around $14 billion by 2037.
Does the increase in these costs, does the increase in the number of veterans who are eligible for long-term care, does this bring any challenges?
Yes, it does. In our report, we identified a number of challenges that VA is facing in meeting the demand for long-term care. For some of these challenges, which we identify as key challenges in the report, those challenges aren't unique to VA. They're actually challenges that other healthcare systems are facing. And although VA was recognizing that they were going to have to address these challenges and had taken some steps to address them, it was not really clear what progress VA is making. Three of the key challenges that we describe in our report are addressing workforce shortages in long-term care, which is particularly problematic in rural areas, aligning care geographically, so locating long-term care programs where the demographics show the need is, meeting needs for specialty care, so this would be veterans that have issues with dementia or behavioral issues, trying to find the right environment for them to receive care.
So it sounds like while the cost of VA's long-term care is projected to rise at least through 2037, challenges exist like staffing issues or caring for veterans in rural areas. Sharon, what can the VA do about these challenges?
Well, VA told us that competing priorities have really been an issue in terms of them being able to really focus and plan to address some of these key challenges that we discuss in the report. And so we made a recommendation that they develop measurable goals to address those three key challenges.
And then last question, what's the bottom line of this report?
So the bottom line is that some of the challenges that I've highlighted today will be incredibly difficult to address without good planning. So really, in order for VA to effectively address these challenges, they need to develop these measurable goals and to show their progress, and that will help them to ensure that they're well positioned to effectively meet the growing demand for veterans' long-term care.
Sharon Silas was talking about the growing number of veterans eligible for long-term care services and the challenges the VA faces as demand grows. Thank you for your time, Sharon.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to the Watchdog Report. To hear more podcasts, subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts. Make sure you leave a rating and review to let others know about the work we're doing. For more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office, visit us at gao.gov.